Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of God, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Your Majesty, Your Royal Highnesses, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, and my dear friends. It is a great honor for me to be here in the Commonwealth family, which is a family of people, no matter of what color, religion, or gender. Commonwealth is a family of nations. And I feel very happy and excited that my school headmistress, Dr. Weeks, my teachers and my friends are also here today. Dear sisters and brothers, in this world, we are living as a family of nations. And it is necessary that each member of this family receives equal opportunities of economical, social, and especially educational growth. Even if one member stays behind, the rest can never go forward. I would like to highlight two main issues on which we should take an action and raise our voices. The first one is the lack of education. In many parts of the world, including in the Commonwealth, access to education is denied, and especially girls are the most affected ones. Children face challenges every day in their life when they go to their schools. In Pakistan, in India, and in many parts of Africa, there are many barriers to education, such as poverty, lack of access, violence, and cultural opposition. In my opinion, it should be the top priority that each country in the Commonwealth and all over the world has 100% attendance of each student, whether girl or boy. It should be our goal that every child gets educated. And we need to work more and invest more on education to build up a bright future and to protect children suffering from terrorism, child labor, child trafficking, and gender abuse, such as female genital mutilation, FGM. And the success of the Commonwealth, like the future success of any team, depends on the next generation. Today's children will be tomorrow's leaders, tomorrow's politicians, tomorrow's business people, tomorrow's doctors, and tomorrow's teachers. Your Majesty, and dear sisters and brothers, the second important goal should be the empowerment of women. Some of you may know, and some of you may not, that women own only 1% of the total title land in the world. Only 1%. In some fields, women and men do exactly the same jobs, but women are paid less than men. Women get fewer opportunities in politics, businesses, and other economical industries. In my opinion, for a country's development, It is essential that women are treated with equality. And we should take an action for it. We should fight for women's rights, because we can never succeed when half of us are held back. Children and people are the most valuable resource of a nation. So we must work together to ensure that girls and every child are protected, respected, and helped to flourish. We also need to work together to protect children from terrorism. If these children, if this new generation is not given pen, then they will be given guns by the terrorists. And finally, let us promise ourselves that we will make this world a beautiful place where there is peace, love, friendship, equality, justice, tolerance, and harmony. Thank you.